Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace, and tonight in the studios from the REMAX by the Lake team, it's William Dygert, Bill, who full-time is the principal of Central Elementary in Portage. It's a good thing it's not the high school, because, you know, then the rivalries get in the way.
Absolutely.
But, of course, lives here in Southwest Michigan with wife and son in Waterville. Cell phone is 269-332-3004, and the email is william.dygert, D-Y-G-E-R-T, at remax.net. And, as I said, part of the REMAX by the Lake team. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Give us a little bit of your, and it is not unusual at all for teachers, principals to move into the real estate industry, particularly as you get a little more advanced. I mean, if you're a first-year teacher, then maybe not. But, you know, if you've been in the education field for a while and you have maybe 45 days off in the summer, because it's not like the school year is only the only time you work by any means, but move into the real estate field. What's your background before? Did you teach before you became a principal?
I did. I, right out of school, was a teacher in Hartford, a teacher and coach.
What sport?
Wrestling, softball, and girls basketball.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely had a passion for the younger students, was a first grade teacher, but got that opportunity to work with the high school age kids as well through the coaching. So gave me a nice, well-rounded opportunity there and something that I really enjoyed. But like you said, over the summers, I needed something to do when I wasn't pursuing my master's degree, of course.
Which is an education, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yes. And so after completing my master's degree, I really decided I wanted to learn a trade. And so I started calling contractors, reaching out to them and said, I'd like to learn a trade. I'll work as a laborer for free. I just want to learn the industry. And I had a contractor take me on. He was out of Lawton. He said, I can't have you working for free, but certainly we'd love to have you come on.
Yeah, there's some laws around that somewhere.
Yeah. So I did that for several summers, working in the builder trades, and had an opportunity to do some new construction framing, some commercial glass work up in Grand Rapids.
That's a nice background,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And through that, became interested in potentially property investment and flipping. So I thought adding a real estate background to that would be beneficial as well, thinking that that would benefit a lot of people, which has turned out to be the case now that I'm new into this. Finding that a lot of friends, family, and colleagues that I work with are looking to buy or sell.
And not to pick on buyers and or sellers, but if you're used to dealing with kids, then you're used to dealing with with folks who are trying to, in one way or another, do a transaction on a house, because there's a lot of similarities there.
There definitely are.
How did you get hooked up with Lars and Liz and the folks over at REMAX by the Lake?
You know, as I was investigating what it took to become a real estate agent and was looking into my prerequisite hours. And as I was researching, it said that you need to find a broker to sponsor you. So then I started doing research on brokers in the area. And time after time, my research kept pointing to REMAX being the number one company in our country. And living in Waterville, started looking around the area and said, you know, St. Joe is a hot market. And I didn't know Lars at the time or Liz, but I contacted him and said, hey, I'd like to sit down and just explore some possibilities with you. And I really liked what he had to say when I talked about, you know, a business plan and kind of projecting this out over the years as I finished my career in education and looked to transition into real estate on what that might look like. And we had a great conversation and I decided I wanted to be a part of the team that night. He said he would sponsor me. So we started moving forward from there.
You've been through both the bachelor's. Where'd the bachelor's come from?
Western Michigan.
And the master's also?
Yes, Western Michigan.
Okay, well, you've been through a master's degree program in education, then the prereqs and studying for real estate, not to denigrate what it takes, but nothing compared to pulling out a master's at Western. So, and Liz and Lars are, of course, just great, honest, hardworking, and very knowledgeable people. Liz, in particular, on our side, because she came out of the mortgage underwriting, processing, sales, you know, background as well. We need to take a quick break and take care of some radio station side of the business, but we'll come back and talk about several of the transactions you've had recently and that variety that you get, because you've got real estate here, and whether you're on St. Joe, Stevensville, or Benton Harbor, or heading out to Waterville, Hartford, and also familiar with the Kalamazoo market, that's a nice stretch.
It really is.
We're talking to Bill Dygert, RE/MAX by the Lake. His cell phone number is 269-332-3004. 332-3004. And the email is william.dygert@remax.net. And Dygert is spelled D-Y-G-E-R-T. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. In the studio tonight, it's Bill Dygert. Bill's the principal of Central Elementary in Portage and a real estate agent with RE/MAX by the Lake, Liz and Lars Petsky team. Cell phone is 269-332-3004. 3004 is email address is william.dygert, D-Y-G-E-R-T, at remax.net. You and I were just talking off air, as it were, about how even you taught at Hartford. You were you a principal in Coloma?
Yes, I was.
So you're a principal in Coloma and now a principal in Portage. So that experience of all of Southwest Michigan stretching all the way over to Portage gives you a nice variety. And you've had seven recent transactions, a couple of current listings. Tell me about some of your listings and sales, whether you were on the buyer side or the selling side, or maybe at both sides.
So most recently with my listings, we have gone under contract with my most recent one this evening. So
congratulations.
So that was great. Thank you. The market in Kalamazoo and Portage has really been crazy. In the listings that I've had there, we've had approximately 1 to 2 days on the market.
And then gone.
And gone. There are definitely more buyers out there than there are inventory. So it's really hairy trying to act as a buyer's agent and get offers in. And with anything even close to asking, a lot are going well over asking because bidding wars are being created.
And you'll get that depending on what the client's doing with financing. Is it a local lender or is it somebody out of state, out of town? We don't know who they are, or one of the online things that we're not sure of. Can they get closed on time? I was having this conversation with the realtor out of Berrien Springs today. FHA, conventional, cash. Well, even if the cash offers a little less, that probably is going to win.
You're right.
And if I have a choice between a conventional buyer and an FHA buyer, I'm going to take the conventional too, because the appraisals are a little less stringent and I may not have to fix a couple of things that an FHA appraisal inspection is going to say you got to touch up.
And so most recently I have closed on 4 properties, all of those being in the Portage, Kalamazoo area.
Tell me, just to go into all those last 4 properties, you know, looking at Portage here.
Yeah.
What kind of price ranges and square footage were those 4? I got 2 here with me we can talk about, but okay. Those other 4.
Yeah, so 2 of them were condos. One was listed in Portage on Palmetto, and that was a large condo, close to 1,500 square feet, listed at $210,000. The other condominium was Kenbrook Court in Kalamazoo, closer to student housing, and that list price was $62,000. Recently had property in Portage off of Center Street, Oakside, and that is a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch that is about 1,600 square foot above ground, and another finished 14 on the lower level, and that sold for $160. And then Greenbrier in Portage, which was about a 3,000 square foot ranch that sold for $180,000.
One of the things I've seen in my 20 plus years of doing this in Kalamazoo, in Ann Arbor, and also in East Lansing, is parents who have managed their finances well enough that they go, I'm not paying for student housing for you. We're going to go buy a three-bedroom house or a four-bedroom house, and then you're going to find three roommates, and they're going to pay you rent, and that'll make the mortgage payment. And by the time the student graduates, you got an asset.
Yes.
Yeah, providing that's what it's not Animal House.
That's what we found with the Kenbrook property. A lot of investors actually were buying those units and doing exactly what you're speaking of, purchasing those and renting them to college students. Our buyer happened to be a mother of a college student that was looking to do exactly what you spoke of and give her son free board as he was renting to a roommate making his mortgage payments. So,
Yeah, exactly. I have a client who found me out on Zillow last year who's bidding again, and he lives in East Lansing. That's how small the world gets, right? But he owns two houses up in Big Rapids at Ferris that both run out. The rooms all run out, and some folks stayed during the summer. And cash flows were, when he was going to college, he bought one, and then he bought the other one. And you know, now he's actually looking at another house for his wife and two kids. And that, yeah, they live in East Lansing, own rental properties by colleges in Big Rapids, and does very well by them.
Yes, absolutely.
The two most recent sales you had, 735 North Cochrane Avenue in Charlotte, which is
my hometown.
Your hometown. So not surprising to get a listing in, is it Charlotte or Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Okay.
Yes.
Charlotte is a web. This is Charlotte.
Yes.
Coming from Grand Ledge, I understand, and that rivalry, I think Benton Harbor football, we had a game at Charlotte earlier this year. But anyways, three bedrooms, two full baths, 1,700 square feet at $110,000. And were you just a couple of days on the market? And
actually, that's a long story.
Just family?
It is a family deal. We went on the market in right before winter. Mm-hmm. And it was my grandmother's home who had passed. And so
my condolences, but
thank you. My father's still in town there, and he was looking after the home, but no one was living there. And we had it up for sale. Heat and utilities were still on. Power outage one night, and
oh,
the pipes froze, and we had a disaster. So needless
to back
say,
and get it fixed. Yeah.
Yes, needless to say, water restoration, 4 months of construction, and then having a construction background myself.
Was that part of your weekends then?
It was. It was a part of my weekends for a solid 2 months driving up there, because the contractors would only fix what the water damaged.
Right.
And then you have a home that is half renovated and half 1950s Cape Cod with wallpaper and everything else. So the house didn't mesh well and didn't show well. So went up there on weekends to make the second part of the home match the new construction.
The remodeled stuff, yeah.
And then honestly, 2 days after finishing that construction and putting it back on the market, we had a sale. So,
boom.
Yes.
Yeah. Multiple offers?
Not multiple offers on that deal. Multiple offers on the next one we're going to speak of, and that's in Kalamazoo on Royce.
Is that kind of price per square footage, that range, 1,700 and 110, so that's what, roughly 60, is that 60? 60, yeah, about $60 a square foot. Is that normal for that kind of community? I'm sure there are also some $400,000 suburbs because we're too close to Lansing not to be.
Absolutely. Yes. That is an older area of Charlotte, and it was certainly a well-maintained home, but really driven by the comps there, mm-hmm. and a lot of the comps haven't been maintained as well, so it did push the value down a little bit. We were actually able to get in the upper end of the comps at 110.
Well, after the remodeling.
Because of the remodel, yes.
Yeah. But that's also it's not unusual. And if I'm a first-time home buyer in particular, I'm looking in that price range where I can, hey, that's just affordable. Everybody's rent is more than what that house payment on $110,000 is.
That's really what we are targeting, is that first family home.
Great. We need to take another break and take care of some more of the business side of radio, but we'll come back and talk about this Kalamazoo property next, all right?
Thank you.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. We're talking with Bill Dygert, REMAX by the Lake, the Liz and Lars Petsky team. Phone number is 269-332-3004, and his email is william.dygert@remax.net. We were just talking about grandmother's home that you sold for $110 back in Charlotte after some water damage and some repairs. But off air, you and I were talking about how, and I think this is just appropriate because I'm in that age group of elderly parents. My mom and aunt and uncle are flying in because we've got a grandparents home in Buchanan to figure out how to get what we need to do to get it into condition it can be on the market. But in your case, you've got your dad and some siblings having discussions about what the house is worth. That becomes emotional for sellers.
It does. It does. And being a part of the family, of course, you don't want to offend anybody. And
well, if it's my family, I don't care. But your family, I understand.
My aunt's having emotional attachments to the home and not living in Charlotte and knowing the current values of the properties adjacent to my grandmother's home, wanted to see it listed for around $150,000 and felt that that was a fair asking price.
Well, and we'll just go back. It's 1,740 square feet, 1948 Cape Cod. Now, it did have a full basement with a two-car attached garage and central air. It's three bedrooms and again two full baths, but you're still talking about a 1948 Cape Cod.
We are, and with an appraisal that came in at 89.9 a year prior to
this fall.
Yes.
So fall of 2015 at 89.9.
So trying to help them understand that you can't sell a home that doesn't appraise for the list price unless the seller can make up the difference.
Going to give you cash.
Yes. If the buyer can make up the difference, then we could do that. But unfortunately, a lot of the buyers looking for a home in that price range don't have big down payments. And, you know, having to talk to them, and like you said, an emotional conversation about this is the true value of the home, and I'd love to get as much as possible as well, but this is really what it's worth, and this is what we're going to be able to sell it for, unless you just want to continue to hang on to it and pay property taxes.
Right. Yeah. Can I ask what part of the country or what part of the state that the aunts live in now? Because I find, for instance, for my relatives who are living on East and West Coast, that they have just a completely different concept of property values compared to where we are Michigan.
Yes. So they're both retired and traveling quite a bit.
Nice life if you can get it, as Sinatra
absolutely
said.
One of my aunts lives, I guess her primary residence is in the UP of Michigan, but also has condos in Florida and Hawaii. And,
oh.
Yes. And my other aunt is from Flint and has condos in Florida as well.
Okay. So when Hawaii is just a whole different animal.
Right.
Lots of lenders won't even go to Hawaii. I've tried to get the company to open a branch office out there, but they haven't let me do that yet. Though I do have a brother who lives in Hawaii, but condos in Florida, and I'm sure the place in the Upper Peninsula is not a little 800 square foot log cabin either.
No.
You know, it just gives you it's a different perspective on what property values are than what's going on in the mile or 2 miles around wherever the house is. Because that's really unless you're buying something with a lot of acres, appraisers aren't going 4, 5, 6 miles out to find comparable sales.
That's
they
right.
want that block. They want the next block. They're trying to keep them within a couple of miles.
Right. You're exactly right. And so we had to be realistic and talk about the price being what it is. And like I said, we wanted to price it to sell. They'd already held on to the house, trying to sell it by owner for 1 year, mm-hmm. unsuccessfully. And
what were they trying to get for it then?
At that time, 130.
Okay. Before the remodel.
Correct. And so that's why after the renovation, they felt like it was worth 150. But realistically, it was $110,000 house, and we sold it in 2 days. So,
right.
Yeah.
And if it had been underpriced, you'd have had 8 offers.
Right.
Instead of that one perfect family for it.
Yes.
So now closer to the price range square footage wise that most of us are used to seeing, particularly in that area too, 1816 Royce Avenue in Kalamazoo, $155,000, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 1,581 square feet. So essentially $100 a square foot. If somebody wants to get a calculator, it's not $100 a square foot,
yes.
But it's, ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum siding, again, full basement, 1-car detached garage, beautiful picture of it. And you just sold this one.
We did. Listed Friday evening at 10:30, and by the time I woke up on Monday morning, had many messages on my phone asking for showings Monday, and we ended up having 6 showings all together on Monday, 3 of them producing offers, getting a full price list offer, and accepted that offer this evening, so we're under contract there.
So let's walk through this, you know, without revealing anything that's confidential. Sure. I wouldn't either about my clients, but tell me about sitting down with your client as a listing agent and going, we've got 3 offers, and discussing the differences between those offers, besides more than just price. I mean, how did that go?
Exactly like you had mentioned earlier, when you start looking at the details, if you have 3 comparable offers, now we start looking at the fine print. Are they asking for any
seller concessions?
Yeah, absolutely. And then are they financing FHA? Are they conventional? How much can they put down? What's the risk in this loan not going through? Mm-hmm. So we took the lowest risk offer, all being full list price, $155,000. None of them really wanting to go higher than that, creating a bidding war. So we went with the one that was able to put 30% down and have a 70% conventional loan.
Sure. Was one of the other offers FHA or both of the other
offers? Both of the others were FHA. Okay.
And there isn't a... Hey, I can't talk right now. I'm on the radio. I forgot to turn the phone off. And there's nothing wrong with an FHA mortgage. Nope. It is a great first-time home buyers program at 3.5% down. But you're right. And even though none of them were asking the seller to contribute to closing costs, when you go 3.5% down FHA and 30% down conventional, that's a huge ball of wax. Now, that also, to me in general, would say most people putting 30% down are going to buy it as an investment property.
Yes, or buying it for significant
other, or something like that. Or kids to go to college, or absolutely. Live close to the college, that kind of thing. Was the seller, your client, were they really understanding of the variations between those types of loans and the offers?
Not initially, and so relied a lot on the knowledge that I could give to them, and also me being willing to reach out to my broker, Lars, and speak with him and his experience and knowledge. We were able to really paint a good picture for him of what that meant and what we were getting into and why one offer was so much better than another, even though the prices were all the same.
Yeah. Tell me, you don't have to mention specific names. Banks, credit unions, were any of them somebody online in those pre-approval letters?
All of them actually were pre-approved through credit unions. Credit unions seem to be really strong in Kalamazoo and Portage, especially.
They are here too.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I use one myself, but...
So do I.
Yeah.
Actually, 2. And 3 banks.
Yeah, wow.
Well, it's that old, you can never trust everybody to have all the money.
Good idea.
You know, no one institution there. There's the pillow, there's the jar in the backyard.
Yes.
And then if there's a crisis somewhere, one institution's got to be still standing.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the credit unions have really been strong in coming in with the deals that I've been a part of, both on the buy and sell side.
Yeah, and the credit union market in Kalamazoo in particular, not that it's not strong here too, but is much stronger.
Yes.
But of course, you know, that's one of the things you've got in Kalamazoo too. Just a few more people in Portage and Kalamazoo and sliding over into Galesburg and back over into Oshtemo. You know, Otsego.
Mattawan, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, in fact, I just hired somebody from Kalamazoo who's starting for us on Monday.
Fantastic.
So I'll make sure you have her.
Yes, if she needs a home, let me know.
We need to take another quick break and take care of some commercial business, but then we'll come back and wrap it up and talk about what your plans are for the summer. Is that all right?
Sounds great.
Bill Doggerts with Remax by the Lake, the Petsky team. Cell phone is 269-332-3004-3004, and the email is william.dygert, D-Y-G-E-R-T, at remax.net. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. We're talking with Bill Dygert. Cell phone is 269-332-3004, and the email is william.dygert, D-Y-G-E-R-T, at remax.net. Bill is with the Remax by the Lake team, Liz and Lars Petsky. And we were talking earlier about your background, doing construction for a number of years in the summer and those kind of trades as well, and learning how to flip houses, as well as the real estate side. You've got a couple other transactions that you've worked on recently, including one on Kerlikowske.
Kerlikowske in Coloma, and I have a client that is looking to get into the investment flipping, and this is his first go at it. So we found a distressed property on Kerlikowske that was a VA default. And have a accepted offer there and working through toward closing, but have been in there with several contractors.
Sure.
As getting he's trying to get bids, estimates for the work to be done and hoping to do several of these. So it's nice to tie into a client that's looking to do that.
Let me ask, are they financing that as a 203K, as a construction loan, as a Fannie Mae rehab, or are they paying essentially cash for the house and then trying to figure out?
Essentially, they're paying in cash. What they're doing is borrowing the equity from their primary
home equity loan, because there's no closing costs on those. I just advise somebody else to do that.
So really good option, quick liquid cash, and able to have enough not only to purchase the property but to have some construction budget in there as well, renovation budget.
And when it gets done, then if they want to turn around and make that an investment property loan and pay off their home equity loan, pay it down so they can buy another property, easily able to do based on flipping has some 6 month and 1 year rules and time frames. But if you've got the receipts to prove what you spent in the remodel, then those things are not hard to do. You have another one in Dowagiac, and we were just talking about this one in particular. This is the Split Road waterfront, right?
It is.
The difficulties folks have sometimes, because the house is waterfront on a lake and then the garage is on the other side of the road.
Yes. And that's what we're dealing with. And to complicate it, it is an FHA loan. So dealing with the hurdles and rules and regulations to make that transaction work.
Well, if it was one parcel, for instance, I have a client closing shortly on a house on Lake Boulevard here, and those houses in that one stretch include the bluff right across from them where the sidewalk is. So, nobody can build and nobody can obstruct your view. But that's still one tax code, as opposed to, in this case, two tax codes, which is an issue.
Yes. So being considered with two tax codes, two separate parcels.
And a lender who's going,
Yes. And wanting two buy sells and two separate purchase agreements.
Well, I'm sure you'll get it figured out. And fortunately, as you said, in this case, you've got a seller who still wants this transaction to go through and is willing to work it to cooperate.
They've been very patient. So that has been a blessing.
Well, you don't make the guidelines.
Right.
Your buyer didn't make the guidelines.
Right.
The seller's got no control over the guidelines. The guidelines for whatever kind of financing you're doing are the guidelines. Though, as we talked about off the air too, different lenders put different restrictions on top of what the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae guidelines may, based on their risk perspective as well. I want to hear about the house by Woodbridge, the golf course.
Yes, on the moors. Yes, I have a client, actually the client that just sold the property on Royce that we were talking about earlier, that is making a big jump upgrade for his family into 4,000 plus square foot home on Dunross that we just got under contract for $340,000.
Well, 4,000 square feet. So again, we're 80. Oh, well, no, wait. Yeah. for roughly $80 a square foot or something, and it's on a golf course.
Yes, yes. Now, we don't have direct access to the golf course, but it doesn't come with a membership.
I understand that. You buy a lot on Harbor Shores. It doesn't necessarily, in the first year, I think they did come with some memberships at Harbor Shores, but not now, but nonetheless.
But
gotta
yes,
be gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Almost a park setting right in his own yard, and has a young family, so really excited about that. That opportunity for them. So,
well, that's great. It's fun to hear the, and particularly the diversity. I mean, I'm clients all over the state, and now in Wisconsin and Indiana as well, and Florida, and that diversity of, again, properties in Dowagiac, Edwardsburg, Sister Lakes, back up here in St. Joe, Coloma Water of Elite, Charlotte, and over in Portage, Kalamazoo area, just provides a lot of expertise and a lot of variety of understanding, even though you're new into the business.
Yes, yes. It's actually been nice. And having worked in a lot of those communities, really having a feel for, I felt like actually that was a big upside for me when I'm talking to potential clients, is that being an educator, one of the most important things that buyers are looking for are the school systems in the towns that they move into. So,
and a good listener.
And a good listener, yes. A patient person. And so I have intimate knowledge of the educational systems all across the state, but particularly in Southwest Michigan and Kalamazoo Portage, having worked in those systems. So I can speak directly to that, and also the value that brings to the properties that they're looking at, and if it really meets the needs of their families. So I felt like that was kind of a unique little niche that I could offer to potential clients.
As I said earlier, not that buyers and sellers are children per se, but again, that patience, that ability to listen and solve problems that is required of all principals, but elementary school principals in particular. I don't do real well with second and third graders. I'm just here to tell you. I can do JA for a little while, but not over a whole day because the attention spans are too short.
We'll sign you up. We'll invite you in.
But that skill set that makes you successful in that job also just translates well over onto the real estate side.
It really does.
Bill, appreciate your time tonight and coming through. Bill Dygert, again, it's william.dygert, D-Y-G-E-R-T, at remax.net is the email. Cell phone is 269-332-3004. And with Remax by the Lake, the Liz and Lars Petsky team. And Bill, been great having you in here. And I know you're going to have a great summer, but congratulations on your growth and success.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you having me tonight.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.